Amos Perektes, Pasuk Vav, continuing with the tragic future that awaits Klal Yisrael, not just Malchus Yisrael, but Malchus Yehuda as well, since we said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about smashing some of the great structures, the edifices, he's talking about smashing the Beis HaMikdash when that time comes, and slaying Yoshiyahu, everybody's guilty and everybody's going to pay. Habonev HaShamayim Ma'alosav, the one who built his upper stories, his upper chambers in the heavens. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's upper chambers include all the stars that human beings wrongly think control fate and destiny and such. And the heavens, we think, are far away from the earth. So maybe some of these people think HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reach doesn't extend there, but it does. V'agudaso al eretz yisada. And he founded his vault, his aguda, which also might mean his company, his gathering, on the earth. So Rashi and Ibn Ezra say that that means all of the creatures of the earth that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Radak says aguda refers to fire, wind, water, and earth, the four elements of creation. Abarvanel actually is a little critical and says all this philosophizing about nature is incorrect. This is, in a manner of speaking, a hymn, says Rabbi Etchalom, about God's power over his creatures. It's not a lesson in metaphysics, but an exploration of how God relates to his people, which is an interesting thought. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unending, unlimited power is what this pasuk is pointing out. HaKore Lemei Hayom, who calls out to the water of the sea, Vayishpechem Al Pnei Ha'aretz, and pours it out on the face of the earth. Hashem Shemo, his name is Hashem. So don't think that he has any limits. He scatters all the water over the earth, including the evaporation cycle, where the water of the oceans then rises and evaporates and becomes clouds and rain coming back down to bless the earth. And now a haftorah that we actually lane during the year. A short one. It's not that long. It's the Noyim Sukkim. I believe it's the haftorah of Achrei Mos or Kedoshim. I think it's Achrei Mos. Unfortunately, I forgot to look before I started. Halo chivnei chushiyim atem li b'nei Yisrael n'um Hashem, says Pasuk Zayin. Are you not like the children of the Kushim to me, children of Yisrael? And Rashi says what that means is, would I not judge any other nation on earth if they did sin against me and did terrible things? Of course I would. So you're like the children of the Ethiopians to me. And this is not any kind of slap against Ethiopia. It's saying, like any other nation, you are to me in terms of what happens when you get what's coming to you. But it's kind of a rhetorical question, because on the other hand, you're not. Because after all, Halo es Yisrael ha'leisim eretz Mitzrayim. But didn't I show special favoritism to Klal Yisrael? Shouldn't you be more to me? Shouldn't you act like you are more to me? After all, was it not Israel that I raised up out of the land of Egypt, who flishtiim mikaftor va'aram mikir, and the plishtim from Kaftor, and Aram from Kir? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I am destined to take those peoples out. I took the plishtim out of Kaftor. This is in Devarim, in Parshas Devarim, it says, V'ho'avim ha'yoshim mikaftor ad Azah, the Avites who lived in open towns up to Gaza. They vanquished the people of Gaza, and then the Palestinians, plishtim, then were there. But I didn't make them my people, and I'm going to take Aram out from Kir, where Sancheriv exiles them, and they'll get a chance to come out, but they're not my people either. But because you don't observe the covenant, the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you be more important to me than the plishtim from Kaftor and Aram from Kir? You're just like everybody else. Because all these Jews ever want is to be just like everybody else. I read in an article this morning, it kind of freaked me out, that 50 to 60% of all Jews in New York are on record as planning on voting for Zoran Mamdani. And you want to be like everybody else. You want to be more humanistic and more liberal and more progressive than anybody else. So you want to prove that by voting in somebody who hates us and wants to see us gone from the face of the earth. A person who can't even bring himself to say that a Jewish state, even in theory, has legitimacy. But we're going to vote for him to show that we are just like the Plishtim from Kaftar. We want to be like the Palestinians. We wear our keffiyehs with pride. Jewish Voice for Peace, thank you very much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us this same question thousands of years ago, and we still haven't got a better answer than this. Mind-boggling. Hinei, Einei Hashem Elokim b'mamlocha hachata'a. Behold, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are on the sinful kingdom. Whose sinful kingdom? Yours, Malchus Yisrael. Vishmadati osa me'al p'neho adama. I'm going to destroy it from upon the face of the earth. And has there been a comeback in Malchus Yisrael since then? Not to my recollection. Efes ki lo hashmed ashmid as Beis Yaakov ni'om Hashem. I will not destroy the house of Yaakov, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to destroy Beis Yaakov completely. But the house of Yehu is done for. Starting all the kings were wicked, from Yeravam ben Nevat, Hoshea ben Elah, every single one all the way through. Kings of Israel were the ones who made us like the Kushim. The ones who said, why can't we be like the other nations? So guess what? There will never again be a king from any of those 10 tribes. You had it, and you blew it. And you don't get a 14th chance. It's an astonishing way of putting it, because on the one hand, if you just read it literally, it makes it sound like we mean nothing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, he wraps up the thought by saying, I will not destroy Beis Yaakov. Yaakov was loyal. Unfortunately, many of his sons stepped out.